This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. We go live to Washington, D.C. Congressman Peter DeFazio, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. No, I'm not in D.C. I'm in Springfield. We're writing the bill remotely trying to negotiate.
Ah, okay. Well, so much has been going on in the past week. Get folks up to speed about what is going on in Washington, D.C. and other places with Congress.
Well, there's a lot of issues. We want the president to use the National Defense Production Act. We asked him 2 weeks ago. He invoked it last week. He hasn't used it. We need to do like we did in World War II, convert other civilian production to needed materials. We need gowns. We need masks. We need shields. We need ventilators. In World War II, the government ordered companies to do it and promised to buy the production even if the crisis was over or the war was over, in this case, when the pandemic's over. So he needs to use those tools. Oregon has only got 10% of the masks that are coming out of the supposed federal stockpile that we need. We're running out. I've gotten gotten specifications to Cottage Grove Yurts from 3M so they can try and make the masks because the hospitals here are out of masks. And then the healthcare workers get sick, and then we're really in trouble. So there's that. Then we're working on a major package for the economy. A lot of us remember TARP, Troubled Assets Recovery Program. I voted against it, the Wall Street bailout, when millions lost their homes, but Wall Street did fine. And I was there long enough to remember 9/11, when we bailed out the airlines and then they declared bankruptcy and took away all of their employees' pensions and everything else. We want this to be different. We want this to go to the people, the taxpayers, the workers, the people who make the corporations great, not the execs and not Wall Street. So the bill that the Republicans put forward in the Senate yesterday had $500 billion, no strings attached, going to Secretary Mnuchin from Wall Street that he could disperse secretly to anybody he deemed needing the money. That's not acceptable. So we want transparency. We want to get the money to the people who need it. We want to get it to workers. We want to get it to small businesses. There's a whole lot of people in crisis here. But my last concern is about Wall Street. They should just shut the damn market down if they're worried about it dropping, and then work on something that helps the American people.
I've talked to health officials who've said they've seen this coming since January when things began in China, but it seemed awfully quiet. As a member of Congress, when did you first start getting information about what potentially might be coming?
Well, remember, the president said it was a Democratic plot. He said it was fake news. He said it was nothing worse than the common cold. When Ms. Meissonier from CDC spoke out when he was flying back from India, he ordered her muzzled when she said this is going to be a pandemic. He said he didn't want to hear that kind of talk. Well, that delayed everything for quite a while. I believe Ms. Meissonier and Fauci and others, and they were speaking out like 3 or 4 weeks before this administration got on board.
And just how is the mood among the members of Congress as you talk about dealing with the situation?
Well, we're doing everything by teleconference, conference call, email, text. People know we have to act. We have to act big. In Great Britain, they guaranteed every business 80% of payroll. They said, keep people on the rolls. This administration is saying, we'll put people on unemployment. The state can't handle it. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people lining up in unemployment offices when they're sick, and they're keeping social distancing and keeping the workers. The best way to do this is to keep up payroll for small businesses to big businesses alike, but nothing for Wall Street, nothing for the people at the top. And we're fighting for that, and we're determined to make this into a better package. We have a sense of urgency, but we're doing the best we can here. We're dealing with Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Mnuchin from the White House.
Well, I heard one of the public health officials nationally this morning say this is going to be a really bad week. Any any sense of how long it's going to keep getting worse before things begin to slowly turn around?
People have to take it seriously. Did you see the pictures of the coast last weekend? People flocking to the beach, traffic jams from Portland. People have to take this seriously. Stay home. Observe social distancing. Wash your hands all the time. The only time you should go out is for something absolutely essential. A pharmacy for prescriptions, they're going to stay open. A grocery store for supplies, they're going to stay open. Doctors, hospitals, we hope we can keep them open if we can get them the equipment they need. But people need to stay home.
You've talked about some of these other past situations of grave concern, like 9/11. This is clearly one of these, and it seems like it's moving, in some cases, faster than a lot of these other situations have, just in terms of how much everything has shifted.
This is worse than 9/11. It's worse than the Wall Street collapse. It's the two combined and worse. So we need strong federal action. We need assistance to the states. We need assistance to our frontline workers. We've got to keep goods moving. I'm working on transportation issues. We've got masks, and China's producing masks again. With their unbelievable restrictions, they were able to stop or at least dramatically slow the virus. They're now manufacturing things again. Our freight companies are overwhelmed. I'm trying to get the passenger airlines to fly planes over there empty and bring them back full of masks and gowns and other stuff. We also need to get U.S. manufacturers to make more. There are some still in the United States, and there's talk about converting companies to make ventilators. So we need to treat this like a war effort.
Now, of course, some folks have talked about the need to be prepared for any emergency situation. This time last year, we were talking about the snowstorm and things like that. Having adequate supplies at home, things like that, so that you can get through without trips to the store. Yet at the same time, a lot of the big retailers, the big grocery stores, et cetera, have seen people making runs on things, and everywhere things seem to be in short supply. Talked to truck drivers over the weekend who've said wherever they deliver, they just can't even really keep up with the demand. Are folks taking this a bit too far in terms of stocking up?
Well, they shouldn't hoard. That's one thing. Remember your neighbors. We can keep the supply chain running. That means regular supplies will come in. Their stores have been restocking. I was in Albertsons in Springfield yesterday. It was pretty well stocked, except the toilet paper section. They're stocking shelves. We got to keep those people working. They're checking people out. We've got to keep those people working. People shouldn't hoard. But we're going to be probably, we're waiting for something from the governor, probably limiting movement.
What about members of Congress now, even with coronavirus?
There are a number. I got to say, gathering in large groups, just before we left D.C., after we passed the second package targeted to the virus, my colleagues were all there on the floor, doing their usual chit-chat and that. I walked in, I voted, I walked out. People got to get it. Do not congregate, do not associate with, don't get more than 6 feet away from anybody who isn't in your family.
Congressman Peter DeFazio, any final thoughts on the situation?
We can do this together.
All right. Congressman Peter DeFazio, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.